Call to Worship is a one-hour radio program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with a short devotional topic. The Call to Worship program has been encouraging listeners since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. Here is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
Long life and wisdom that comes from the journey. Just imagine a world without the wisdom and knowledge of people that are older than you. All of us have friends, family, and acquaintances that are elderly, and some of us are in that category. Praise and thank God Almighty for those who have lived longer than we have. It would not be wise to ignore that huge database that we all have access to. Taking advantage of that and learning to listen is in many ways more valuable than the latest online search engines. And those who consider themselves elderly have the privilege and opportunity to share with those who need and appreciate it. Please listen carefully to Scripture about this concept. We are to honor those older than we are. Ephesians chapter 6. Honor thy father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise. If you honor your father and mother, things will go well for you, and you will have a long life. 1 Timothy chapter 5. Never speak harshly to an older man, but appeal to him respectfully as you would to your own father. Talk to younger men as you would to your own brothers. Treat older women as you would your mother. Elihu, son of Barachel and Buzite, said, I am young and you are old, so I held back from telling you what I think. I thought, well, those who are older should speak, for wisdom comes with age. The glory of young men is their strength, but the splendor of old men is their gray hair. It is important and valuable for the elderly to share what they have learned, and especially what they have seen God do in and around them over the years. Listen to the psalmist David in Psalm 44. To the chief musician for the sons of Korah and Mishael, we have heard with our ears, O God, our fathers have told us, what work thou didst in their days, in the times of old. Psalm 71. Now also when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not, until I have showed thy strength unto this generation, and thy power to every one that is to come. 1 Kings chapter 4. And people of all nations came to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and from all the kings of the earth who had heard of his wisdom. And now let's listen to these words from the wisest person who ever lived, Solomon, found in Proverbs 23. Listen to your father, who gave you life, and don't despise your mother when she is old. And then in Ecclesiastes 7, wisdom gives strength to the wise man more than 10 rulers who are in a city. And finally, Proverbs 8, hear instruction and be wise, and do not neglect it. We need to watch for teachable moments while we are around the elderly. Be quick to listen and slow to jump in with your own comments. As we read in James 1:19, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear and slow to speak. And if you consider yourself to be an older person, then you will be used of God to help so many people if you just watch for your teachable moments. We can all be used to help those younger or who have not had the benefit of experience and lessons that we have had. And whatever we do in word or deed, do all to the glory of God. Amen.
This has been another devotional taken from the Call to Worship program, a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations and available 24/7 at calltoworship.us.